WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director James Whale made The Invisible Man in between two of his other 1930s horror films, Frankenstein and The Bride of Frankenstein. The Invisible Man was based on a story by H.G. Wells and featured Claude Rains in his first starring role. This scary classic is now available on home video cassette. Critic Ken Tucker has a review of it and of some other current video horror fare.
The scariest movie I ever saw as a child was the 1933 version of The Invisible Man, starring Claude Rains. I never saw it in a movie theater. I watched it on TV, on the Million Dollar Movie in New York. And at about age 10, I had what we would now call an out-of-body experience when Claude Rains unwrapped the white bandages around his head to reveal nothing but air. I think my parents had to pour my brains back into my trembling little body. You may be sure, therefore, that when I heard that The Invisible Man was being issued on video cassette, I couldn't wait to see whether I could reproduce this awful experience now in my dotage. This is the point at which I'm supposed to say wistfully that it just wasn't the same, that you can't go home again, horrifically speaking. But I'll be darned if I didn't get a chill when Claude Rains felt around for where his nose should be. This time around, I realized that what's so frightening is the great romantic tragedy of the situation. That Claude Rains, as the obsessed, egotistical Dr. Jack Griffin, is doomed to be cut off from all human contact as an invisible man. Here, Griffin is talking to his former sweetheart and inadvertently reveals that his invisibility has also turned him into a raving lunatic.
There is a way back, Laura, and then I shall come to you. I shall offer my secret to the world with all its terrible power. The nations of the world will bid for it, thousands, millions. The nation that wins my secret can sweep the world with invisible armies.
Jack, I want you to let my father help you. You know how clever he is. He'll work with you day and night until you find that second secret, the one that'll bring you back to us. Then we'll have those lovely, peaceful days again, out under the trees, after your work in the evening.
Your father, clever? You think he can help me? He's got the brain of a tapeworm, a maggot, beside mine. Don't you see what it means? Power. Power to rule. To make the world grovel at my feet.
Jack, listen to me.
Horror films these days tend to be pretty bloody affairs. When people complain about the violence, they're not just being squeamish. But it's a terrible mistake to dismiss all modern horror films as trash. Recent video cassette releases that have stretches of artful terror and flashes of wit include From Beyond, director Stuart Gordon's 1986 tale of possessed souls. There's also Nightmare on Elm Street 3, one of the very few modern horror series to have spawned a monster you can watch again and again, Freddy Krueger, who has knives for fingernails and wears his face inside out. In my worst dreams, some filmmaker is out there even now making a new movie, Freddy Meets the Invisible Man. As Count Floyd used to say on SCTV, "Hoo boy, that's scary."
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.